Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Location, location, location. That's real estate's number one rule. It drives home values and helps explain why similar properties in different parts of town can sell for vastly different prices. But in some cities, those gaps fall along racial lines, a fact that can make it harder for people to refinance or secure a mortgage for a bigger home. Advocates say bias in the home appraisal industry is largely to blame. Most appraisers are white, and intentionally or not, some of them value properties based on the skin color of the people who live in them or the neighborhood around them. But as WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, there's now a push in Philadelphia to diversify the industry.
Salima Cunningham was annoyed, but not totally surprised, when she got the first appraisal for her West Philly triplex, a three-story row home with big front windows.
I didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was, but I knew it wasn't going to be what I knew it should be.
An appraiser from outside the city valued her property at roughly $300,000, an amount Cunningham says was too low for Parkside, a historically black neighborhood that's beginning to gentrify. Cunningham had pegged the value of the renovated property at closer to $450,000 based on the work she put into the place and the rental income it was generating, not to mention its location near a large park. She needed the higher value reflected in the appraisal so she could borrow enough to recoup the cost of renovating the investment property. She says the figure she got was low because the appraiser didn't bother to get a full picture of the property.
People outside the city have no idea about the city. I know they think they do because maybe they come in here to do their shopping or go to dinner, but it's a totally different wheelhouse as far as valuation.
Cunningham later appealed the appraisal and was able to refinance her mortgage at a value above her estimate, an extra step she had to pay for because she says the first appraiser was biased, even if he didn't intend to be. Now Philadelphia has a home appraisal bias task force to look into these types of issues. Ira Goldstein leads the group. He says experiences like Cunningham's can be traced to the industry's lack of diversity. Most appraisers are white men. It's a problem he blames on a long-standing requirement for aspiring home appraisers: apprenticeship hours. Pennsylvanians need at least 1,500 of them. But Goldstein says it's hard to find a shop willing to provide the training required to become a certified appraiser.
It's hard when 95%+ of the supervisors themselves are not people of color. People of color find it difficult to break into that because people tend to, for I think some problematic reasons, to make that opportunity available to only to people who look like them. And frankly, in this profession, oftentimes it's relatives, the way it was described to us.
Goldstein says anecdotally, the apprenticeship model contributes to home appraisal bias.
If you are being supervised by somebody who is not necessarily deeply steeped in fair housing law, they're not steeped in understanding the uniqueness of certain real estate markets, et cetera, yes, then that supervisory trainee model replicates problems that have historic roots.
To expand Pennsylvania's pool of real estate appraisers, the state is in the process of adopting an alternative to the apprenticeship model. It's called PAREA, Practical Applications of Real Estate Appraisal. It's an online course that teaches and tests participants on different aspects of home appraisal.
It uses appraisal methodology, appraisal theory in a more like a realistic scenarios. It can also be computer-based learning and also have virtual assistant or virtual learning or gaming as well.
Aida Dadaich is Director of Engagement at the Appraisal Foundation, the nation's largest professional association of real estate appraisers. She says participants must show a mentor they've mastered a subject before they can move on to the next. For example, participants have to understand how to identify and use comparable properties, recently sold homes that are similar to the property being appraised. They also have to know how to read a floor plan and account for home improvements. Carlo Batts is a principal at Rittenhouse Appraisals in Philadelphia and among the state's only appraisers of color.
Me personally, I've met about six, maybe, and one or two of them may have since passed.
Batts has a degree in real estate and started doing appraisals in Philadelphia more than a decade ago. He says Perea is a promising way to expand the industry while also increasing diversity.
Anything we can do at this point to increase the supply of appraisers in this state and across the country is definitely good. I think we're at a crisis situation where there's just not enough appraisers to serve the demand, especially for the residential housing market, which is mushroomed astronomically. And that demand, I don't think, is going to change.
Pennsylvania's Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers is still weighing whether it wants to adopt Perea, the first step of the process for making it part of the state's regulations for becoming a certified appraiser. It could be nearly a year before that happens. For Here and Now, I'm Aaron Moselle.